Minnesota Timberwolves fans, welcome back to the Living in Loserville podcast. He's Aaron. I'm Chris. And we're here to talk about some hoops action. Have you guys been watching the games at all? Yeah, a little bit different now. Up 2-0, now down 3-2. Game 6 is in Minneapolis, so that does help. I mean, the odds are with us in a sense that we'll win the game, but man, oh man, game 3, Murray said, hold on, dude, hold on. Here's 18 in the first half. Then Jokic has just been taken over. This freaking guy, last night he hit tough shot after tough shot and another tough shot. This guy is really showing his, in the whole team, is just showing. Gordon's been playing great. You know, scoring has been an issue these last few games. We're going to get into it. We're not going to talk too much detail. Well, game 3 was a blowout. We'll talk about, you know, the end of the second quarter. but other than that, you know, we're not going to talk much about that. A little bit of game 4. We'll talk a little bit more in depth of last night game. And like I said, Thursday, game 6 at home, man, we cannot lose a home game. We got to win one home game, for Christ's sake. Anyway, we're going to talk it through, man. We're going to talk it through. The season is not over. I know it's doom and gloom, just like before the Phoenix series. This is a different beast, obviously, but everybody just calm down. Take a deep breath. We can't trade anybody right now, okay? So calm down a little bit. Like I said, we'll talk it through. If this is your first time listening to the Living Loserville podcast, welcome. It streams live right here on blogtalkradio.com/ropeadope radio. You don't have to go to Blog Talk and Ropeadope and download the show there directly if you don't want to. You can find it in a plethora of platforms under Ropeadope Radio, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Player FM, Google Podcasts, TuneIn, download the podcast app. You can visit the Spreaker page, Living in Loserville. If you're on Spotify, Living in Loserville on Spotify, check it out. While you're at it, head on over to thegruelingtruth.com at Sports News 24. One more thing from DirecTV Stream. It's playoff time. See the buckets and goals that will crown champions all on DirecTV Stream, plus save $30. You also get home field advantage. DirecTV Stream carries the most local MLB games. Play ball, limited time, $98.99 for the first 3 months. For the first month of DirecTV Sports Pack, it's on them. If you sign up, that's a savings of $14.99. Either way, choose the DirecTV streaming package that's right for you. There's no annual contracts. There's no hidden fee. For a limited time, the base package, the entertainment and sports pack combined, for 3 months, $84.98. It's a good deal. DirecTV Stream. Okay, let's go ahead and bring in my co-host, Aaron. Man, oh man. I mean, up 2-0. You knew they weren't going to, you know, just fade and go away for good or anything like that. But boy, did they come back with a vengeance. And here they are, up 3-2, my friend.
Hey, Chris. Great to be here. Minnesota sports, my friend. Never seems to fail. It's just a thing that we do here. And you can't trade anybody yet, so yeah.
No, yeah, trading. No trade. You can't right trade now. Anybody, guys. Calm the fuck damn down. Right.
Everybody's trade this, trade that.
Dude, you got 7 trades in the hopper.
I mean, what a week. riding high, up 2-0. It's the last podcast we did, and we thought, you know, geez, it just looked very promising, and now Nikola Jokic has changed things a bit. Mm. And 3 straight games from the Denver Nuggets, 2 at home for our home. And it's a different outlook on the series now. It's series 3-2 Nuggets. And it is doom and gloom. I mean, it's our time to have our backs against the wall. Got to win 2 straight here. And it's not looking good. You talk about adjustments. Connolly's got a little Achilles thing going on. Towns has been better, but you know, you need that third score, Chris. It's tough, man. When Jokic is on like last night, there's just not a lot you can do with it.
Yeah, man. When Towns went down and hit his knee and was gimpy for a while, I was like, oh boy. Luckily, he was able to come back in and be effective. But you know, one of the biggest thing is we were just swarming Murray, and you know, him bringing the ball up was really, really tough. And while he was bringing the ball up, getting swarmed, getting trapped, all that stuff, Jokic was also finding his spots, but having a more difficult time doing it. And we were able to kind of do the defense that we've been doing against him. Put Cat on him, lurk with Rudy. Gordon felt disrespected for obvious reasons. He's really shined, especially these last two games. Really three games in a row. Two games ago, he was like 11 and 12. But, you know, that game three, just Murray broke up for like 18 points in the first half. McDaniels had foul issues. That was very costly. I thought Rudy was pretty mediocre in games three and four. I thought he played a hell of a game last night, even though it didn't seem like that. And really in that game three, Cat, I think, hit three or four threes in the first half. And then, and that was about any of the offense, really. And then we were just getting our ass kicked in the second half. So nobody really did anything. And if they did, it was, we were down by 30. But the big key is whether, you know, odds are Jokic or Gordon are going to get the rebound on average. And even when, you know, it's makes from the Timberwolves, their biggest adjustment was Jokic, besides just being more honed in on defense, I'll say that too. The ball movement for them has gone up. It's kind of gone down for us. But Jokic, especially Jokic, but Gordon too, bringing the ball up off of makes or misses. And when he brings the ball up, it really helps Murray go free. Takes the pressure off Murray, get him around some screens, get him moving a little bit more. That made a lot of sense. But it also kind of messed up our defense against him, because instead of him fighting for position, he's coming at you. And then also, Gordon's not just in the corner waiting for a three, being a spacer, right? So you're not even being able to lurk because he's got the ball. You got to go get him. And that's been the biggest adjustment beyond Jokic. You know, I mean, both those guys have played awesome, but last night, last two games, Jokic has just been out of hand. But yeah, that's the biggest one, because for a second there, you got your bigs that far out, which opens up the floor for them and the back cuts and all the stuff they love to do. But also, you know, we also tried like, okay, Alexander Walker's going to guard Jokic when he comes in, and then we're going to try to switch him off and put the big back on him, and that messes stuff up. So it was a great adjustment. And, you know, so game four, I did think that there was some moments in game four. You know, we started the game really well, and then they went on that freaking run, and that's kind of been the, you know, 14-2 turns into, you know, 22-6 run type thing. And their bench points have been solid as hell. And we're getting outplayed. Nas had, he was like 3-for-3 in that game four, but struggled pretty much after that and almost pretty much before that too. As we know, game four, you know, freaking, you know, Ant went off. Carl, 5-18, had his, probably his worst shooting night, I'd say, of the playoffs. So he had a rough one. And then we just couldn't really get anybody else to help out. But it was a killer, man. When you can maybe get it to like 6-8, Aaron, right before the end of the half. Like I said, you got off to this good start. They started really putting it down on you. But then you're like, okay, you know, we're cutting into this lead. It's always about one of those things where you got to cut in the lead, get it done, you know, to this amount of points by, you know, half. And look at this shit, right? So it's 56-46 after McDaniels makes it a bucket with a 1:39. Edwards hits a three. It's 56-49, right? With 48 seconds left, he hit that three, 56-49. They come down, KCP hits a three, Porter makes has a dunk, and then Murray, a 55-foot three-pointer. Next thing you know, you're down by 15, and we just couldn't get over the hump, man. We couldn't get it close enough. I do like how we fought in game four. You could say we definitely fought in game five, too. We'll get a little bit more detail with that, but it was just rough, man. It was really, really rough. Like I said, nobody really played good in game three, but Ant was kind of the lone scorer. He had a hell of a game. Now, you know, defensively, he's been slipping a little bit, I'll say that. But, man, he had a hell of a game. But we just couldn't get one or two other players to help him out in game four. But they made some adjustments, man. And Gordon was like, dude, you got to guard me like I'm a player here. Because I am. And those, the combination of those two and Murray getting going, especially in that game three, it's just been tough to overcome for us.
Yeah, that's a really good point about the adjustments. Obviously, they made some good ones with Jokic and Murray that you pointed out, Chris. I thought rebounding hasn't been too much of an advantage for the Nuggets. A little bit of an advantage. I think more timely rebounds for them has been a big difference. Also, you know, you have Anthony's kind of played stellar, you know, besides last night in game five. He, you know, he's played in game three, Chris, I thought, kind of shows throughout the last three games, actually games three, four, and five. It's like, you know, they make that run, you get it to single digits or around single digits, and they, you know, usually you think you're chipping away, like you said, and then, you know, they go on a different run, extend the lead. It's just kind of been chasing these runs for the last three games, whether it's Towns or Anthony, or we just don't. And also, we need a third guy. I mean, it used to be a guy would pop up, McDaniels or Nas or Alexander Walker. Somebody would have a good night alongside Towns and Edwards. But we've been kind of missing that in the last two games, especially in the game three. I think the biggest letdown in game three, Chris, was just kind of, you know, getting smacked, and then he really didn't respond, and it's been a lack of response, which really wasn't a problem in the first two games or in the Suns series. There's always a response, and it's like, well, I'm waiting for the Wolves to, you know, buckle down defensively, and, you know, they're not playing terrible defense. I just think you're right about the adjustments. It makes it hard. You have to switch up a lot, and it's – I don't know the exact adjustment that Denver made, but – whatever it is, it's made a difference on the defense, you know, besides Jokic bringing the ball up. I mean, that's an obvious one. But and that one you think you could take care of too. But, man, he gets his spots and he just, you know, this guy can do a lot of things. And when he's in the double-digit assists, then you're in some trouble. And I just think, you know, I kind of don't know what to do to adjust here, Chris. I mean, besides get a third score, try to be more offensive-minded. But then, you know, defensively, you give something up there. And, you know, they've tried to let Jokic get his. Okay, he got his.
Yeah, he got his.
Yeah, you know, so did Murray, or so did Porter, or so did Gordon, you know. And then, you know, so then you try to, you know, cut down on the perimeter guys, and Jokic is going to get 50 or 40 or whatever it is. And I just don't know what the difference is. I'm not really seeing – at, you know, you think at home you'd have better energy. I thought they were a little flat in three and four at home, but maybe they were just made to look that way. And then, you know, last night you would think they'd have a little bit more intensity. And I think they came out pretty well, but I just don't know. You know, I'm kind of dumbfounded, I think, but like everybody in this fan base right now with what to do with Jokic. It's pretty interesting how a big guy like that can, you know, determine the game in such a way, you know, besides the scoring, it's the assists and it's the defense. It's a tough one. I'm not doom and gloom here because you got to win, you know, they got to win another one. We got to win two more, but man, you've got to adjust to their adjustments, and man, it's not easy. You know, maybe throw Luka in to get some fouls, hack it up a little bit. I'm not sure, but man, game three, to me, it just seems like it's game three over and over again for the Nuggets, you know, with game four and five being similar and just us not being able to deal with it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's been different just because, you know, they didn't blow it out to 30 or nothing like that. We've always, the last two games, especially last night, let's get into that a little bit. We've at least, I mean, we had the lead, you know, very momentarily in the third quarter, you know, that type of stuff where you're like, but had we closed a little bit better in the second quarter. And, you know, it's just a lot of times, unless a game, and this is something that a lot of people don't really realize about basketball, unless it's a game that's been close pretty much the whole time and there's been, you know, like 14 lead changes and 9 ties and, you know, like just a battle, then it does come down the last few minutes, right, and what you do there. But a lot of times it comes down these little areas in the game that you say, yep, that part and that part are the biggest part, and that's why we lost the game. But like I said, these, you know, we've come out good with energy, though. You know, like I said, we had a decent lead. Even game three. But game four, we had a decent lead, you know. Jaden came out, blocked Porter's shot. It looked like a foul right away. But then when you look at the replay, you're like, no, it wasn't. What's going on? The Wolves came out 4-5-3. It was like a tie game almost midway through. Cat did get injured, getting fouled by Denver, and I was like, that's what I was saying. He got a gimpy, leave the game, came back. But there was like a 12-4 run late in the first. Denver, you know, 28-26. Jokic had 12 points already. And you could see, Aaron, the last couple of minutes of that first quarter, there was some silly turnovers. And it kind of bled into the second. And Nas picked up 2 fouls early, came back in, and he had a third foul, had to sit down. Nas and Cat both got offensive fouls. But still, it's 31-31 with under 8 minutes to play. It's 37-37 with 5 minutes to play in the third. But Wolves started getting sloppy. I think they had 9 out of their 11 first half turnovers in that second quarter. The points in the paint were like 34-14. And I thought Cat played really well last night, except my only criticism was him picking up the third foul with about somewhere in the, I believe, 5-minute mark, 4-minute mark, something like that in the second. He was kind of finding his groove. And who knows, you know, maybe we would have been up by a point instead of down by 6 had he stayed in. But, you know, you're looking at it, you're only down 6. You know, Ant's 1 of 8. You know, that's going to turn around, you think, anyway. When Cat did go out, I want to give credit to Alexander Walker. He hit 2 threes. I think he was 3 for 3 in the first half. So, you know, I felt pretty good. Like, okay, dude, you know, it's not that bad, really. And then what do you know? 11-3 run out the gate. We're up 55-33. You're like, man, okay, here we go. And sure enough, man, the run came. 11-2 run just like that. And it turned into basically after that good start, that 11-3, we took the lead. 35-19 after that. And Jokic, like I said, time after time, you know, a lot of people love to say, oh, Rudy got cooked, Rudy this. He wasn't getting cooked, dude. I mean, that's not getting cooked. He was hitting tough shot after tough shot after tough shot. Now, could we have doubled him a little bit earlier? Sure, that's fair. I think that's a fair criticism. But, I mean, Ant, by the end of the quarter, though, he spread it out to, like, we're down by 14. Jokic is up to 30 points. Nas has already picked up his fourth foul. I think Cat had, like, 16 as the leading scorer. At that time, Ant was 3 of 12. He did, you know, make a couple of buckets, you know, when the game was a little out of hand. The one thing I'll say, Ant was good driving and getting to the free throw line. Because his shot was off, but he did get to the free throw line pretty well. Like I said, I think his last couple of games having to another adjustment that we made was having Ant more on Murray and Martin getting covered by McDaniels. And I think, you know, that's been a little bit of an issue too, because Ant hasn't been as strong. I mean, two games ago when he's scoring 45, that'll wear you out. That's, I could see that. And I think that had something to do with it, but it's been a little funky there. But man, it's just like right when we start to get going, they always have an answer back, man. And like I said, last night, you know, Jokic, that was a masterpiece, dude. I mean, he hit tough shot after tough shot, man.
That's what I was saying about Jokic. It's, that was an impressive performance last night. And, you know, you see Ant get 44 earlier. Okay, that's great. But then Jokic just, not only the points, Chris, it's the assists, the rebounds, the steals, all the stuff that's going on in there. And, you know, I thought Rudy held up fairly well, you know, like you said, and I think he had his best game of the series last night as well. But, you know, the turnovers, young team type of stuff, you know, defensive lapses. I really, you know, Ant and Murray, okay, you know, that's a toss-up, I guess, on a good night. If they're both playing well, kind of cancel each other out. You know, you think Ant's going to shoot a little better, play a little better. And he will, probably in the future next game. But, you know, Cat, the fouls are a problem. Having him sit is tough. But, you know, I thought he's played pretty well throughout the series too. It's like we set off air, Chris, it's that getting that consistent third guy has been tough in this series. The first two games, it was Nas. And then all of a sudden it's Cat and Ant show, and we don't have that third guy to add to the scoring punch. It just hasn't, you know, materialized as well as it had the first two games. And, you know, defensively, you know, you can't really, you can press to a degree, but if Murray's hitting things like he did, came out in game three, he had a big game. Well, that kind of makes you step back off him a bit. And now you're into a spacing war and they're running motions on you and picks and so on. And an actual offense, and they're getting into what they do, man, it's a different animal. So it's a little perplexing as to like what you can do now. But you know, I thought, you know, they gave it a good shot in game three or in game five, excuse me. And it just makes you think, well, you know, they're going to have to take this day and try to figure out, something that can, you know, confuse Denver. As much as what's happened is done to us. And you're right about, man, these runs are just, they're killer. It's like, even you get a lead, they're coming at like 11 to 2 runs, and some of them are mini runs. And then it's like a series of 2 or 3 mini runs and one really big one. And you're just kind of chasing your tail behind that. It's just, it's tough. Like, it, you know, can Cat be a better offensive player? I mean, he's, like you said off air, because I think he's the best defender on Jokic, so he obviously has value in the series. And offensively, do you want to pull him out, make him shoot from the outside more, or keep him down low? I mean, I'm kind of thinking that's like Cat's the, you know, the linchpin here, or the moving part here. Like, what can you do to get more out of him offensively, also keep him on the floor out of foul trouble, and be you know, a plus player for you in game six? Do you draw him out and make him shoot threes? He's shooting a good percentage, but then you got to go in, you know, defensively and figure out what you're going to do with Jokic. Is that a Towns and Gobert situation together? But yeah, a lot of unanswered questions at this point. But yeah, you know, and I've been a little surprised too, Chris, as well, as Porter hasn't really gone off yet, so I'm kind of waiting.
That's because McDaniels is on him.
Right. And drawing fouls and end up on the bench. Yeah, it's tough. I think you've tried a lot to slow Denver down. I just think you got to slow down the runs. And in doing that, you need to limit your turnovers and your, you know, offensive rebounds, get offensive rebounds and get defensive rebounds.
Yeah. And what I mean by Ant and Murray don't line up as players on their best nights. Ant's a better player. I didn't mean it like that. I meant he's never had to, for almost a full game, had to guard someone that good consistently because we have other guys to do it. So I kind of scratch my head sometimes, and I know, you know, Martin is long and lanky, so it is a tough, and he's quick. So it is a tough matchup for him because he's so long, and whereas McDaniels, that's, you know, a little bit more containable, but they run Murray around so much, you know, like you were saying, run around screens and run their offense. It's a fine tune. This core has been together for quite some time. They've been down in 2020 during the bubble. They were down 3-1, won that series. The next series, down 3-1, won that series. Like, they've been there, done that. So it's not that I was trying to say that they cancel each other out. It just, I think that the focus that you have to have, well, it goes back to Jordan. Jordan's a hell of a defender. But we know when push comes to shove, having Pippen and having Rodman were fucking key because you can't do that. You know, most offensive players that are like top 10, top 15 offensive players or, you know, top 15 players in general don't have to guard a tough guy consistently. So I get that's a tough matchup because of the length, but man, I may put McDaniels back on him and save Ant a little bit. Not like it's a break against Martin, but, and then when you talk about Towns, yeah, we definitely should. That's the thing. He's a big, and you have Jokic and you have Embiid, and that's about it. Otherwise, you have to get bigs the ball in the places where they like it. If he's got a mismatch and he's got position down low, then post him up. It's been working. He's getting fouls or whatever. But yeah, space him because, you know, early in this, series and pretty much most of the Phoenix series, he was spacing and it was like, I haven't checked lately, but it's over 50%, I assume still. He was leading the playoffs in true percentage, shooting percentage, and 3-point percentage. So, I think that is a key there. I think offensively, it started to get a little sticky with both Ant and Cat again in some kind of, you know how we talk about a hockey assist? I think there is such a thing as a hockey turnover in a sense because maybe it won't result in a turnover, but a skip pass that doesn't have much on it doesn't allow, you know, the defense can adjust and you're there. I think that the ball got a little sticky in there. And then last night, having Ant play point guard was tough. You know, he's not point Ant just yet. So that's where Conley last night, I think, could have came in handy plenty of times in there. But and that's the thing, like, we can't forget about if because people talk about that all the time when certain, you know, offensive players either have to guard or don't guard. Well, it's got to take a look. The combination of taking a little bit out of him to cover Jokic and also just he draws so many fouls. He, you know, Jokic is a three-time MVP, so he's going to be able to push someone and not get a foul, right? But, like, that third foul in the last handful of minutes last night in the second quarter didn't need that one because he was at the three-point line and he was driving, so there's really no point in getting contact in because he's got the ball. I think you can get away with a little more contact when Jokic is trying to find his positioning. That's where I think he's been really good with it. But I think that plays into it. The combination of it does wear you down after a while, having to have that responsibility, and it gets into foul problems. And we already know Towns can be like that anyway. And like I said, did I agree with both of the calls before that third call? One of them, yeah. The other one, no. But you already know you have two fouls, so that was a little bit of an issue. Otherwise, I thought he played a solid game. But that would be the thing, like I said, I'd point to him. Yeah, they've made an adjustment there. We made, you know, another adjustment defensively is Gordon is no longer on Ant. He's on, you know, to take away a lot of the post up, he's been on Cat more again now. And you could see that was the case in game four, and you saw what Ant did when he didn't have Gordon on him. So, yeah, I don't know. Hopefully it sounds like Conley may give it a go. But, yeah, the bench, in the last few games overall as a whole is getting outplayed. And Nas is needed badly. We got to get back to moving the ball. And to be fair, there were plenty of shots. You know, sometimes we got to trust Rudy on that pick and roll when he's got position. We did that early third, and it worked. Got to keep going to McDaniels. If they're going to leave him wide open, just like we were, you know, kind of let kind of half guarding Gordon. Well, they're in some sense not guarding McDaniels right now. So does he got to knock those shots down? Yes, but we got to give him the opportunity too. So I think we missed some open shots at crucial times in these last two games too, whereas their bench and just as a whole, you know, that hasn't been the case.
Do you give J-Mac some run? I mean, that's a question too. Live legs, rested up. He can be streaky. He can get hot and get you some points. He's playing well towards the end of the season. Hasn't seen much time at all. Do you go with him instead of maybe Morris or maybe a combination of both of them? I know defensively he's probably a liability a little bit, having J-Mac out there just due to his size, but I think there's some scoring there you could do. Yeah, it's worth a shot. I mean, it's game six. And then maybe try to, you know, like you were saying about with Towns. Now, Gordon on him is a better matchup for Denver, I think, you know, athletically.
Yes, big time. And you can't post him as much.
But then, like you said, that leaves, you know, if Edwards starts going, then, you know, you're going to have to defend him in some way. And they'll probably move Gordon to do that. So,
and like you said, he's not going to shoot as bad as he did last night.
No, and you're not going to get Jokic off his spots. I've given up on that. You know, he's going to get there. He's going to find him. So, you know, do you throw maybe Luka in there to get some fouls, just make his life a little bit more difficult, give Rudy a rest for a second, just get some size and take some fouls? I mean, he's going to make his free throws, but, you know, you got to throw some things at the wall here. I like J-Mac for spells, but I think it's defensively a problem. So I don't know how much that will really pay off. And, you know, Morris has played good minutes. Not as good as Conley, obviously, but if his minutes are going to be, he's going to play less minutes, and you got to figure something out there. And you can't use Anderson as the point forward, like you did sometimes in the regular season. I guess you could try it, but he hasn't really left a mark here in this series either. And
yeah, you know, I think that game two when he had like 8 assists. Other than that,
yeah,
and that's when he got to start. You know.
And how do you get McDaniels going offensively when, you know, defensively he's kind of your stopper? And you're right about, you know, if Ant's got to play defense on their number two, I guess, scorer, you know, that's going to take a little bit out of you.
Well, think about it, man. We got Cat and Ant on their both two top two guys, you know?
Yeah, well, that's our top two guys on their top two guys.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, you know, our top defender.
But the opposite's not, you know, Jokic doesn't have, you know,
right.
And Murray doesn't have to guard those guys. That's the key.
Yeah, and that might be the key to it. I mean, our guys are kind of stuck with their best. Well, I don't know about their best defenders. I don't know. KCP hasn't really gone off too much. Porter hasn't really gone off too much. It's just been Murray or Jokic or both in the last three. And it's tough to, you know, do you want to? I mean, Murray gets hot. You put McDaniels on him. He picks up fouls. He ends up sitting. It's a sticky.
He's gotten some really dumb fouls again too.
Yeah, the frustration probably, you know, creeps in a little bit there, and you know, so gone from, you know, great defensive performances in one and two, and you know, they make adjustments. It just says that you haven't been able to adjust, or what they've done is put you in, you know, mismatches that just are more favorable for them. And that's tough, man. Jokic is like the king on the chessboard, man. He doesn't move a lot, but his moves are
important. He's got the old man game, old school
game.
Yep.
Right. And then, you know, Gordon's kind of flipping around and going all over the place. Maybe focus on what we do, you know, and try to get that off offensively and outscore, because you know they're going to score. Obviously, they're going to score 115, 120. A night, that's been what they've been doing. So how are you going to score 125, you know, 130, and just offensively get guys cleaner in that can be cleaner and maybe not so much ISO to Ant. It's been a lot of that, but I guess when you need points, and just I think if Towns can have a great offensive night one way or another, 25, 27, something like that, and Ant play well, in those two guys playing well, you're going to get that third guy, whether it's Nas or McDaniel or anybody else. But then, you know, with Mike's minutes limited, it's tough to get you in and out of stuff, man. I just don't know what you can do. But I think focus offensively and just try to outscore them would be my guess here.
Yeah, we got to be better offensive because they found a way. And like I said, last night we weren't playing bad defense. We weren't. I don't give a shit who said things we knew. We weren't. We just weren't. It wasn't bad. It wasn't bad at all. And they just, I mean, look at it. Jokic, okay. Now scoring overall in the last, whatever, 6 years, 8 years, has skyrocketed, right? So when they put up scoring records and stuff like that, I think it is a tad skewed. Two things. One, the pace is much higher than it was for about 20 years. Now, in the 80s, the mid to late 80s, especially the mid 80s, the pace was high. But the combination, and then it slowed down, right? It slowed, 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 slowed. Then it picked way up. So the pace is going crazy. That helps with points and just possessions, right? Getting more shots every game. Hence the all these stats per 100 possessions, right? But the combination of that and taking 38 threes a game and shit like that, you know what I mean? When you add the three ball, that's going to put up points. So points in this current mode right now is a little inflated, and I don't like to go too crazy with that, but look at this stat. This dates back since turnovers were first tracked in 1977-1978. Jokic is the first NBA player to score or assist on 70 points in a playoff game without a freaking turnover. And he's in the last three games, he's 16-18 now at the rim, right? And a couple of those last night, he juke move, and Rudy's right with him, and then he's stretched out. He almost blocked it, and it goes in. I mean, and then, like we said, those runs, you know. Game three was a 20-99, game four, 26-4, 23-8. And that's, like you said, offense. We got to get the offense back. We just have to, okay? Now, I think the Nuggets have won 18 of their last 22 playoff games. And I think, is it 18 of 23? I think that's what it is. We've won three of them. So, you know, we're still in this thing. It's just tough. You know what I mean? But there is, okay. So here is some just blind hope, right? Which it's funny. I saw this tweet, Kirk Walton. He said the last two Minnesota sports teams to win the first two in the best of seven, then drop the next three, were the 91 and 87 champs. It's like, all right, that's kind of hope, but that's not the same sport. Kyle Taggy said, if the Wolves can win tomorrow and extend the series, game seven would be on Sunday, May 19th. May 19th is the 20th anniversary of Minnesota defeating Sacramento in game seven. Oh, by the way, that's KG's birthday. So there is some hope. I'm just trying to bring some just blind fanboy stuff. It tried to light up the mood a little bit, but I gotta admit, so we talked about, we thought it'd be 1-1 right at home. So it'd be 3-1 going into last night's game. That's kind of what we both thought. Off of 2-0, obviously, the last one. Life got in the way Monday. Weren't able to do a show. And now, you know, three in a row. It's the first time. Only the Celtics and the Wolves were the only teams this whole season that hadn't lost three in a row. Well, it happened. You know what I mean? The shit happened. It is what it is. But, you know, just like it's crazy that, you know, both teams won on the opponent's home court, which is very rare. I think it's only happened four times going into a game five or whatever. They got one off the schneid. And I got to admit, just off a historical, you know, I kind of just try to look at it just not positive or negative, but what are the odds, you know? And the odds kind of tell you that the Wolves are going to win and force a game seven, because losing four in a row is rough, right? And you know, if we get down early, 17 or something in the first half, I probably won't be saying that, right? I'll be like, all right, they got our number. And, you know, they probably do have our number, okay? Let's just say that. But, you know, there's a pretty good chance just off the, hey, dude, you're not going to lose three in a row at home, are you? And just fixing little things. Not only that, but some of the, Gordon's not going to go 11 to 12 again, is he? And Jokic isn't going to hit every damn clutch shot, is he? All it would take is a couple the other way, like you've been talking about, improving, being less sloppy, just getting the flow back on offense. I still feel like we can win game six, even if we do go ahead and lose the series.
Well, this is our back against the wall now, right? I mean,
yep.
You've got to come out. There is no tomorrow, all the cliches. And, you know, I think Edwards is a tough out. I mean, I really think that it's going to be tough for him.
He's going to be pissed coming out that game, you know?
Yeah.
He's going to be real mad.
I think it's going to be really hard to get him out. I think there's a little bit of sigh relief going on in Denver, and I'm not sure that's how it should go. I think you're right about the Wolves winning game six. I think it's going to be like a buzzsaw, like a frenzy type of thing. And defensively and offensively, they might exhaust themselves. I think they're going
right.
to win, you know.
Yeah.
It sucks you when then they'll hang
hey,
over into game seven
off.
Or something. Yeah. And then hang over into game seven. Like, well, it got to be, wouldn't have won, won game six. And we would have won game seven. It's like, but, you know, we're not going to lose that at home again. I just don't think you're going to, you know, lose all your home playoff games. Denver got off the
tonight.
I think
that's logical. I don't think that's a homer take, you know?
No, I don't think so either. I think that it's going to go seven games. I think you're right. What happens in game seven, that, you know, I think that's a toss-up there.
Yeah.
Obviously, you want the Wolves to win, but, you know, if they expend themselves in six to get it to seven, it could be tough. Plus, you're on the road again for game seven. But, you know, for game six, Chris, I think, you know, you have to be – tenacious on defense, play smart on offense, and try to limit those runs. So if that's Finchie calling timeout and
burn him.
4-point run, burn him, you know.
Yeah.
Burn him when you have to. And if you don't have him at the end of the game, then you're just going to have to make do without him. But you can't let an 11-2, 17-6, a 19-4 run go and think you're going to be able to get back, because history's proven you can't, you know, come back from those type of runs. You're just going to have to limit them. And you're going to have to go on some runs yourself, which means you're going to need defensive rebounds. You're going to need to get turnovers. You need to jump passing lanes and just be animals on defense again like you were to get you here. You know, when you're winning the first two games of the series, everybody says 90s ball is back and it's so good to see. And it's like, all right, well, let's bring it back then, you know. You know, and a lot of it's the officials. They got to let them play.
Yeah,
you know?
And the officials have, you know, you could tell game three right away they weren't going to let that, you know.
Yep.
But you got to adjust if they're calling it that way, you know.
Yeah, and maybe that's it. Maybe they've just been calling it tighter. And, you know, because I thought they were a little loose the first two games, and that was in our favor. And if they do it again, we're probably going to be defensive animals again. You know, I think the officiating has a lot to do with it, not because they're making bad calls. Yeah, I think they're making just as many bad calls as they're making good calls. I think it balances out for both sides here. So I'm not, you know. A lot of people, it's the refs and Scott Foster and blah, blah, blah. Okay. Yippee. Rudy's going to save himself some money if he just puts his fucking hand down and stops, you know, being an idiot. But yeah, offensively, you're going to have to, I mean, you're going to be in it on, I think you're not going to get the same effort that you've gotten from Denver, because I think they know they have the one game lead now. I don't think they mind going to seven. And I think they're going to learn that Edwards is not an easy out. And, you know, hopefully I don't eat my words here and go, well, you know, Minnesota sports, but I really think that getting Anthony out of the tournament is going to be tough, and they're going to have to bring a hell of a game. Jokic is going to have to hit everything. And I think, you know, we're at home. We should get some home cooking calls, which means that,
Yeah.
Jaden can play good defense. Kat can play good defense and not worry about fouling out. So I like their chances in game six, which brings us to a game seven. And man, that's going to be on the road. Well, game seven, you said, will be the 19th on Sunday.
It'll be Sunday, so they have 2 days off.
Man, that's going to be a friend.
So either way, we're going to do a show on Monday if possible, you know, if you're good to go.
Yeah.
Even if we lose game six, we'll do a show on Monday regardless.
Yeah. I like us win. I still like us in seven. My initial pick before.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm not going to change my pick. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You lose three, it's kind of hard to go, yeah, we're going to turn it around.
Oh, yeah, we got this, man. We're going to bounce back. We're two, no problem.
Playing possum, you know, but yeah. I just think, you know, long story short, Anthony Edwards is not going to, you know, it's going to be hard to get him out of this tournament.
You know, and most folks, this is not a homer call here, okay? Most folks say this is the conference final, okay? I mean, we know it's the second round of the Western Conference, but most people say, and it's the second best series. The other series that people say is Denver-Boston. So we're not the conference final. I'm not saying we are, but we kind of are, okay? So have your mind like it's that, okay? If we do push a game seven, let's see what the hell happens, okay? Let's not overreact. Like we said earlier, you can't make a trade right now. You can't make a trade at halftime either. Can't make a trade in the fourth quarter, okay?
Well, Chris, if you know, if they let him play, if the officials let him play in game six, that's advantage Wolves. And you
yeah,
know,
the thing is.
And you know they're going to let him play in game seven.
Yeah, that's true. That is a great point.
So
but
how
it's about
call,
offense.
Right, if how they call it game lighter, six, you know, that's going to be the tale, I think.
True. But if they're calling it lighter, then that means they've called it not lighter, but they've called it more. They've been more touchy feely lately, but that should help us on offense really then, you know, if they can't be as physical. So that's where it's like, no matter how they're calling it, we just got to get better on offense regardless. I mean, and that's been our bugaboo this season, you know, two steps forward, one step back. One step forward, maybe it's a large step, right? Like the standing jump instead of the long jump. But then we take two steps back, you know? So we definitely have to play good, obviously, on, you know, tomorrow offensively. But overall, I think you're right when you say that. That is the key because we're doing okay defensively and pretty damn good, I thought, last year or last night, actually. But they just hit shots, but. Yeah, we'll see, man. But yeah, we both think, we both picked in seven. We're not going to change our picks. It is what it is. We picked it, right? But, we both feel like six. We can win six. We can do that. Why don't you, get us out of here? Any last words, some sort of theme of whatever you want to talk about, sir?
I don't have much to add except for the, you know, the tone of game six is going to say a lot, you know, about, that first half of the first quarter, we're going to know exactly what kind of game we're looking at. And like you said, if it's a quick whistle, you know, that doesn't bode well for us. But you're right. We just got to get better offensively and not worry about the whistles and not worry about, you know. But it would be nice if we could play the kind of defense that we want to play.
Right. Yeah, you're right, because that does lead to offense, you know.
Yeah, and then, you know, if they let them go in six, they're going to let them go in seven, and I think that's an advantage for us. So, you know, fingers crossed on that. Anyways, you get this podcast in a plethora of places, as Chris said earlier, and, you know, fingers crossed for six. I think, like I said, we got a good chance to win it. You're telling us there's a chance. There's a chance. It's not doom and gloom. Hopefully you get a win in game seven for KG's birthday. And if they do not win game six or they lose game seven, we'll be back on Monday to talk about it. Peace.